This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Music, maybe more than, but certainly just as much as anything else at least, helps define a generation. And since it first went on the air more than 30 years ago, MTV has been the voice for the young, which is a problem because we all keep getting older. Those teenagers who were watching the first time MTV was on are pushing 50 now. So the network's got a whole new audience, the millennials. Today on Conversations from the Corner Office, keeping up with the younger generation, whoever they may be. Stephen Friedman is the president of MTV. Mr. Friedman, good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Kai.
So I won't start this the way I usually start an interview, because I'm going to insult you a little bit. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about talking to you, and he said almost verbatim, "Man, whatever happened to MTV anyway?" Now, this was not a young guy, but still.
I'm glad to hear he's not in our demo.
That's right.
Because the thing about MTV, which you know, makes it different than just about any other media brand, is we have to let go of each generation as they graduate out of it. And, you know, with our sweet spot, our broad demo, 12 to 34, but really our sweet spot, 18 to 24, we have the luxury of just thinking about this audience. So I hope your friend is older than 34.
he is. But wait, why do you guys have to change and adjust all the time? Because the Rolling Stones are still playing and they're 65-something years old. I mean, it's not like music goes away when you get old.
True, but check out their audience and the, you know, the 40, 50, 60-year-olds who are there. It's not our demo. And so I think for us, it is being rigorous to this notion of always connecting with the new young generation. But that means constant reinvention.
Whatever happened to the M in MTV? When was the last time you guys did music videos, for crying out loud, you know?
Every morning. You can see our
every
videos.
Morning between 7 and 9. But you know, otherwise it's reality programming and all of that stuff.
Well, I think, and this is another generational issue, I think our audience understands if they want a music video that they really want, they're going to go online immediately. The idea, you know, I grew up, I'm an Xer, I grew up waiting for that unbelievable Michael Jackson premiere of Thriller. I think the world, wow, young world was riveted by that. The idea that our audience is going to wait around for a video in a couple of, you know, in an hour or a half hour, it just doesn't exist. Our audience wants the immediacy of it. So for us, it's about having the most robust online presence of music, but also weaving it out throughout our shows. We give it to our audience, but in multiple ways across a myriad of platforms.
I want to try something with you that I've tried with a couple of other CEOs, none of whom have gotten it right. Do me a favor and tell me what your company does in 5 words or less.
5 words or less.
It's not easy, right?
Let's see. Is this 5 words or less? We aim to be the cultural home of the millennial generation.
All right. I think that was 11. I lost count. But you can trim it down. Cultural home of millennial
of
generation.
Of the millennial
right?
generation.
There you go.
How's that?
Right, I'll take that cultural marketing job from your marketing staff right now.
There you go. That's
you go.
Five, right?
Yeah, it is. Stephen Friedman, CEO of MTV. Stephen, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Great talking with you, Kai.
Take a second. Share your favorite MTV memory, no matter how old you are. Tell us on Facebook or on Twitter, @MarketplaceAPM.